This is the Closing Market Report for Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Eric, I know you're watching today the hurricanes, and there are more than one of them, in the Atlantic as they make their way across the Caribbean and towards the United States. What can you tell me?
Well, Todd, days like today are pretty tough to be a meteorologist. And the big reason for that is, while I'm absolutely fascinated to watch this massive hurricane make landfall in Florida sometime on Saturday evening, I do understand that we're putting 20 million people at risk in Florida. Hurricane Irma has really tightened its forecast track over the last 36 hours, and it looks to be a landfall right along the southern tip of the state, probably at Category 3 plus intensity, maybe even a Cat 4 or Cat 5. You know, the last time a Category 5 strength hurricane hit the United States was Hurricane Andrew in 1992. And Andrew is about half the size of Irma. Irma is about the size of the state of Texas. And it has been a powerful hurricane for the last 10 days. The water temperatures out ahead of Irma, which is still right now going through the Bahamas, are very warm, approaching 90 degrees. And that's going to fuel this hurricane as it makes landfall. I'm expecting hurricane strength winds, that's greater than 74 miles an hour, to stretch the entirety east to west across the Florida Peninsula as the hurricane moves towards the Florida-Georgia line on Sunday. So this will be a catastrophic event. It will definitely impact agriculture across the state of Florida, into Georgia, into South Carolina, into Alabama, and nearby states. Thankfully, to the north of all of that, where we are here in the Corn Belt, there's been a very cool and dry air mass that's moved in, and that's going to really weaken the northern edge of Irma as it moves through on Sunday. And so that will at least limit some of the the lingering effects of Irma as it moves toward the north over the coming days. But just to stress this again, Irma will likely be one of these generation-defining weather events. I'm expecting catastrophic damage from both storm surge, wind, and incredibly heavy rains. Thankfully, Irma is moving fast, which means that it won't stall like Harvey did and just drop enormous amounts of rainfall. But the wind damage and the storm surge along the coast will be devastating for some people. So this will be a very exhausting weekend for a lot of us as we have to deal with this incredible hurricane. If we stretch things out a little bit, just so everyone knows, the peak in hurricane season is September 11th, so we're just halfway through the season, and the temperatures in the wind shear values along the Gulf, which are the two biggest determining factors on hurricane strength and how long they last, will remain optimal for more of these systems to occur. But as we move into September, I am seeing one important feature that could help out with all of this, maybe have an impact on the Corn Belt, and that is we're going to see the large ridge that's been over the western United States begin to spread and kind of flatten out over the east. And the translation there is that because of the subsidence we get in the atmosphere due to that circulation, that large ridge, we're likely going to see conditions drying down quite a bit through the month of September, certainly looking at a drier than average month for the month of September. We're really going to see some dry days coming up just in the next few days, but a dry month of September. And also we're going to start to return back toward a flow pattern that's more conducive to warmer than average temperatures. So after we kind of skirted our first frost threat this past Wednesday, where the frost really only hit one small section of far western Nebraska and then northern Minnesota, we're looking at a return toward a warmer pattern, which is going to remove that early frost threat for a while. But with that warmer pattern, we are going to be drying down. So there is a whole lot to be watching and looking at in terms of weather interaction within the Corn Belt and in the southeastern Florida. But again, I just want to stress that I am anticipating Hurricane Irma to produce catastrophic damage across the state of Florida. And just for some perspective, the state of Florida's population is like the state of Illinois plus another Chicago. So we're talking about a lot of people that will be impacted. And as those people attempt to evacuate, they have one direction to go, and that's north. And almost all of them are going to be trying to do that, at least those that don't decide to ride this one out. So this is a serious event, and please stay tuned. The best website to watch this would be National Hurricane Center. That's nhc.noaa.gov. That's nhc.noaa.gov. They're going to have the best information about this hurricane. So with that, I'm hoping folks down there are prepared and they're being safe. It's going to be a very, very long weekend.
Our prayers will be with them. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report for Friday afternoon.